Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. The AFL's at the centre of a new drug scandal today, with the Demons accused of running off-the-books drug testing with the league's knowledge. Claims have been made by a former club doctor and presented last night in Federal Parliament by MP Andrew Wilkie.
If there are drugs in their system, the player is often asked to fake an injury. They're advised to lie about their condition. While the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA.
Wilkie's gone as far as calling for the Prime Minister to intervene. Emergency crews are still searching for six people who went into the water after a container ship hit a bridge in Baltimore last night, causing the whole structure to collapse.
There is not a single resource that we will hold off on deploying. I have already authorized the deployment of everything from air, land, and sea resources to make sure this search and rescue operation is carried out to its fullest intent.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore there speaking about the construction workers who are missing in the water. The NTSB is leading the investigation now into what's happened. And Australia's auto industry is backing the Albanese government's watered-down new vehicle efficiency standards, which goes to Parliament today. If passed, strict emissions limits will be introduced for new cars, but not utes and SUVs, following pushback from the industry. Expert Bevan Guest is backing the change as well.
We think they've landed on a great compromise. Similar to the energy market, there needs to be gradual change to ensure that there's time to adjust, and we believe that the standards as they're set now achieve that.